Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Melody on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
About you.
since you've gone. The moon, the sun, the stars in the sky know the reason why I cry. Love divine once was mine, now you've
Gone, a huge hit in 1957 for the man who recorded Honky Tonk material under the name of Terry Preston. He recorded comedy material under the name of Simon Crum. And then he just decided to record under his own name, old Ferlin Husky from Flat River, Missouri. And under the name of Ferlin Husky, the song Gone got a new life. In 1952, he recorded it as Terry Preston, and it went nowhere. In 57, under Ferlin Husky, it went to number 4 on the pop charts, number 1 on the country charts, and was a huge hit, one of the biggest hits of the year in 1957, for great country vocalist from the West Coast, Ferlin Husky. We also heard Patsy Cline, the immortal Patsy Cline from Winchester, Virginia. Sweet Dreams of You was written by Don Gibson and done as only Patsy Cline could do it. It was a number 44 pop hit in 1963. Patsy, of course, was killed in a plane crash in the year 1963. And who knows how big she would have been. She's legendary and immortal now. If she had lived quite a few years longer, who knows how big she would have been. Johnny Horton started the set off, and his Battle of New Orleans was a number one pop hit and a number one country hit. It was number one on every chart in 1959. Johnny was born in Tyler, Texas, spent some time in the Pacific Northwest where he was known as the Singing Fisherman, and could have gone to college on a basketball scholarship, pretty good athlete, decided on country music, and we're glad he did because he wrote and sang some great, great songs, including the Battle of New Orleans, one of the many historical story songs that Johnny Horton did, and of course he died in an automobile crash in the year 1960. It's 21 minutes after 2 o'clock here on WLVL. We are listening to our Country Crossovers program for 2006, and we'll be back with more great country crossovers. We'll hear songs from the Statler Brothers, Ned Miller, and Tammy Wynette when we come back.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL.
A reminder for Dial-A-Deal listeners. If you bought an item on Dial-A-Deal this past Saturday, you must pick up your certificate this week, as early as 10 a.m. on Monday, but no later than 3 p.m. on Friday. If you'd prefer to mail us your check, send it to Dial-A-Deal, Post Office Box 477, Lockport, New York, 14095, and we'll mail your certificate back to you. Join the over 5,000 preferred listeners who save money every Saturday from 6 a.m. till noon on Dial-A-Deal on 1340 WLVL.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Imagine how many lives would be saved if nobody drove drunk.
Hard to imagine? Well, maybe, but remember this. If you drink, don't drive. Call a cab or let someone else drive. If only one life is saved, it will be worth it. Believe me, when you get behind the wheel of that 2,000-pound bullet, you're a loaded weapon if you've been drinking. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Thanks.
WLVL.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen, and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle. Jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. Just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Tammy Wynette, former hairdresser from Itawamba County, Mississippi, and her biggest hit, Stand By Your Man, a number one country hit, a number 19 on the pop charts in 1968 for Tammy, the queen of country music. We always like to hear from Ned Miller when we do these programs as well, and Ned was born in Rains, Utah, spent most of his career recording and performing out of Los Angeles. From a jack to a king, started out in the late 1950s, but didn't go anywhere. Until they got word that the song was being played in the jukeboxes and on the radio in Washington State, in the Seattle-Tacoma area and other cities in Washington and the Pacific Northwest. And Faber Robeson, the head of Ned's record company, decided to bring the record out again in 1963. And it turned out to be a good move, as From a Jack to a King went to number 6 on the pop charts in 1963 for Ned Miller. The Statler Brothers kicked off the set. They were discovered by Johnny Cash and became part of his review. And Flowers on the Wall was their first hit, written by group member, their first tenor singer, Lou DeWitt, and got to number 4 in the year 1965. The Statler Brothers were from Stanton County, Virginia, and took their name after a famous brand of bathroom tissue. And they also hosted for quite a long time one of the great family variety hours on television, which lamentably is no longer on the air. 29 minutes until 3 o'clock here on WLVL. Let's continue on with our music, and we'll do so right after we take this break. When we come back, we'll hear from Eddie Arnold, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Niagara County's hometown radio station, 1340 WLVL.
I listen to Golden Morley Mattinatadoro every Sunday from 10 to 12 over WLVL 1340 on radio dial with your host Vincent Quaranta. It's better to tune in with Vincent Quaranta radio show every Sunday from 10 to 12 on WLVL 1340. Tutte le domeniche ascoltateci dalla WLVL 1340 su ogni quadrante radio. Ascoltateci!
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody, and I'd like to invite you to join me on Saturday afternoons for our weekly session of unforgettable music. I'll present some of the finest musical artists performing a great mix of pop and jazz from the Great American Songbook.
You're bound to hear some of your favorite songs as I present the best popular music by the most unforgettable artists every Saturday afternoon on your home for unforgettable music, Hometown 1340, WLVL Lockport.
You're listening to Mike Melody on Hometown 1340, WLVL.
So you could see through, then you'd know before you ask that I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that underworld, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go. What else can I say? I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go with you. The world your love takes me to. I wanna go with you.
Thank you. It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Country hit for The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and What's Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me. Barely scraped into the Hot 100 at number 94 in 1968 for Jerry Lee Lewis out of Faraday, Louisiana. Jerry Lee, of course, is a legendary rock and roller and a charter member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame due to hits like Whole Lot of Shaking Going On and Great Balls of Fire. But his chronicles were well known, as he had problems with the press and with his fans after marrying his young cousin and was effectively blacklisted from many radio stations. At the turn of the decade of the 60s, he went to country disc jockeys and asked them if they'd play his country music, promising that he'd play country in his concerts as well as rock and roll, but his records would be all country. And they warily consented. Turned out to be a pretty good move, as Jerry Lee Lewis reinvented himself as a country star after being a rock and roll star. And Jerry Lee Lewis is the last man standing out of Sun Records. He's still around. Just put out a new album recently. We heard Buck Owens and the Buckaroos and a song called Buckaroo, which made it to number 60 in 1965. This is a classic tale of having a little bit of time left on a recording session, and the engineer calls into the studio and asks the guys if they got anything else they'd like to put on tape. And the bass player for the Buckaroos, Bob Morris, started fooling around with a little thing. The rest of the players picked up on it, and when they were done, they had a perfect finished take, which originally they called Paris and then later changed to Buckaroo. Buck Owens, of course, was a skilled guitar player and played lead guitar in Wanda Jackson's band for quite some time. We started the set off with Eddie Arnold out of Henderson, Tennessee, and I Want to Go With You, the smooth sounds of Eddie Arnold, which made him the Country Vocalist of the Year in 1966, and that was the same year he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I Want to Go With You got to number 36 in the national charts for the great Eddie Arnold. 19 minutes until 3 o'clock here on WLVL as we continue on with our music this afternoon. It's the Melody Corner. We're going until 5 o'clock, and today is our annual Country Crossovers program. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll hear from Hank Lachlan, Brenda Lee, and Marty Robbins.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL. On Hometown 1340 WLVL, you just never know what people are going to say or sell.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You say this is hump day, but na-na-na-na-na-na. Happy hump day to you. But na-na-na-na-na-na. You say this is hump day, but na-na-na-na-na-na. It's my hump day too, yeah.
You just never know what people are going to say or sell on Hometown 1340 WLVL's Tradio.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop leader sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody. Is your group or organization having a function that you'd like to publicize? We can get your message on the air here at WLVL with our What's Happening segments. Just send us your message 2 weeks in advance of your event to Post Office Box 477, Lockport, New York, 14095. Fax us at 433-6588 or email us at WLVL at WLVL.com. Let everybody know what you're up to. It's easy. Just send me the information, and I'll get it announced right here at WLVL Hometown 1340 in Lockport.
1340 WLVL.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. From me, darling, I'm begging you to please help me. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk in, for I mustn't want you. But darling, I do. Please help me, I'm
coming on strong. Pain,
pain,
come on in,
come on in.
Hello, sorrow, I see you back again,
back again.
Teardrops,
teardrops,
glad you dropped by,
you dropped by.
'Cause you let you know that you're gonna gonna be with me till I lose my mind. You've been gone much too long.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From
come out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day.
Pretty Girl Next Door type Connie Smith, born in Elkhart, Indiana, and her first and probably her biggest hit, Once a Day, big hit on the countryside, bubbled under the Hot 100 at number 101 on the pop side in 1964. Connie was discovered by singer-songwriter Whisperin' Bill Anderson at a talent contest in Ohio, and he urged that she be signed to RCA Victor Records, which she indeed was. And Bill promptly awarded her a song of his to do, and the song turned out to be Once a Day, and of course was one of many, many hits for Connie Smith. We also heard the great Marty Robbins, who was the master of every genre of music that he decided to try, everything from honky-tonk to gospel to Hawaiian and Western, of course. Marty was a man of the West, born in Glendale, Arizona, and El Paso was his magnum opus, as they say in the business. It was his biggest and crowning achievement, making it to number one in the national charts in 1960 for the great Marty Robbins. We heard Brenda Lee and Coming On Strong. Brenda was born in Lithonia, Georgia, and Coming On Strong is that forgotten song, as they say. Not forgotten here, however. Brenda signed a recording contract with Decca when she was 11 years old and was known as Little Miss Dynamite in her younger days. And she did enough rock and rolling to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but became a country artist and did very, very well for herself in the ensuing years. In 1966, Coming On Strong made it to number 11 on the pop charts. Hank Locklin from McClellan, Florida, had the biggest country song of the year in 1960 with Please Help Me, I'm Falling. This song got to number 8 in the year 1960 and featured the piano artistry of Floyd Kramer, one of the first instances of Floyd's slip-style piano playing ever heard on a record. He, of course, would carve out a very successful career for himself. Hank Locklin was also mayor of McClellan, Florida, his hometown, for a spell in the 1960s. It's coming up on 3 minutes until 3 o'clock, and we have time for one more tune before we hit the top of the hour. This guy had all the talent in the world. I mean, he had talent coming out of his ears, and he had more talent than most anybody in Nashville as a singer and as a songwriter and as a musician. Roger Miller was born in Erick, Oklahoma, and in the late 50s, early 60s, he traveled to Nashville to try and make his way as a singer-songwriter, and it took him quite a few tries until he finally hit. He wrote some songs that were popular for other singers. His song, In the Summertime, was a hit for Andy Williams in Andy's early career. But Roger finally hit the big time with a song called Dang Me in 1964. Then he was off and running. Roger, of course, was haunted by his demons of alcohol and drugs. But he managed to carve out himself a very successful career before his untimely death. Here's a number 7 hit from 1965 for the late, great Roger Miller.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find new romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, it's sure to make a difference.